do the sermon first, and then we'll have the choir sing. It's a whole lot easier to follow me than it is to follow you all when you're on fire like that. That is just, wow, that's beautiful. That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for blessing us with that music and the congregation, too. Y'all were singing. Okay, you're not just drummers, you're singers. I can see that out there. You got some things going on there. Boy, so Ezekiel has a vision of dry bones. What an exciting vision that is, isn't it? The dry bones. What are dry bones? Dry bones are bones that do not have any hope. That is dry bones. That is dry bones. And there have been some dry bones in our lives. There have been dry bones in our times. And in Ezekiel's time, the 6th century B.C., things aren't looking too good for Israel. They're not even in Israel anymore. They're not even there. He's having a vision of a time. Because why? Because they've been conquered. They're defeated. They got nothing going for nothing. They're over in Babylon. Way, way, way away. On their way over there, they were so depressed, so despair. They hung up their musical instruments on the trees by the river. They said, we are never going to sing the Lord's song again. We never have hope again. It's never going to work out for us again. Everything is wasted. Everything is lost. Everything has been destroyed. All the symbols of their faith, Jerusalem, the holy city, leveled. The temple, leveled. Their homeland, gone. Their country, the promised land, they lost it. They lost it. Everything destroyed. And Ezekiel's vision isn't about death. Ezekiel's vision is about despair. The exiles were the survivors. They were still alive, but they were already digging their graves, even though they were alive. Their fear of God's absence, they had no hope. They had nothing going for them. And if you were listening to the reading that Teddy was doing, and if you saw it on the screen, you saw the word wind or spirit or breath. 9 times it's used. 9 times. Hebrew word is, I was telling the Bible study, it's rosh. Now, I actually don't know if it's really pronounced that way, so don't be holding out to your Hebrew friends. But I said, we can just say it that way, rosh. In English, it gets translated as wind, it gets translated as spirit, it gets translated as breath, but it's all the same activity, and the activity comes from God. The activity comes from God, because without that, it doesn't matter if you have bones, it doesn't matter if you have muscles, it doesn't matter if you have skin. Without the breath of God, you do not have life. And without the breath of God, you do not have hope. That is what allows us to know that anything is possible. With God's Spirit, there is life. So even though the exiles, their present is still in very difficult circumstances, they haven't changed. The circumstances of the Israelites has not changed. As Ezekiel was sharing this vision, they are still stuck in exile. They are still stuck in Babylon. They are still stuck there. But now they know that there is no place on earth. There is no when in time. There is no what in sin or situation that can keep God's Spirit away from God's people. God's Spirit will come to wherever you are, however you are, the way you are, breathing life into the midst of grief, creating love in the midst of love, of loss, and inhaling faith in the midst of despair. God's Spirit comes. It comes. And we're not just resuscitated. What good is that? So you can go back over the same failure over and over again. You ever see the movie Groundhog Day? Who wants that? You just go over and over and over. It just said, no. We are transformed. We are transformed into a new life, a new day. New possibilities. When God's Spirit is working in us, we don't go backwards, we go forwards. Hope. Hope is a tremendous reservoir of energy. Hope keeps us moving when we would otherwise quit. Hope is the single, most indispensable, non-negotiable, irreplaceable resource that's required for big challenges and noble battles. You ever see the movie Hunger Games or read the book? Remember President Snow? Hope. That's what they're worried about with Katniss. It's not her bow and arrow that scare them. It's the fact that she's kindling hope in people who have been oppressed for so long. And he says, hope is dangerous. Dangerous. A lot of people feeling anxious. Feeling anxious. They have pressures maybe they didn't have last week or last year or last month. They're feeling some pressure. Maybe some of us are having some regret over decisions that we made or didn't make. Maybe we're worried about how things are going to be. How are things going to be a year from now for you? How are things going to be a month from now? How's your future looking right now? How do you see how things are working for you? With your job, with your relationships, with your health, with your finances. There's a whole lot of lists. A lot of us have a list of things with our children, grandchildren. You can add to the list sometimes on those restless nights. That's what we find ourselves doing. Hope is not believing that despite appearances, everything is going to be okay. Hope is believing that despite appearances, God is involved in our situation. Our hope is not within us. Our hope is in God. The Israelites were able to have hope in God, not because their circumstances had changed, not because all of a sudden the Babylonians said, oh, you can go home. It wasn't anything like that. All of a sudden they were reminded that wherever they were, God was going to be with them. They weren't alone. They weren't facing these battles by themselves. They weren't by themselves at all. They were still with God. Ezekiel saw a valley of dry bones, but God saw something different. God looks at us and God sees something different. He sees different than what the world sees us, different than what we might even see ourselves, because God's Spirit has been poured into us. Romans 5, what does it say? Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God's love has been poured into us. And God's love will not disappoint. God's love will transform. The way things are is not the way things have to be. Some of you are familiar with Porter Nelson's autobiography in 5 short chapters. Chapter 1, I walk down a street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes me forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in. Again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is still there. I fall in. Again. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It's my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4, I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5, I walk down a different street. That's what we do. That's why Ezekiel gives us this vision. He says, are you ready for a different street in your life? Are you ready to go down a different avenue? And that avenue of hope, a hope that reminds you that I'm going to be with you, whatever you're going through, however dark it may be, my light will continue to shine the way. My presence will always be with you. It will not fade. You will always have my love with you. Always. Are you ready for a different vision? Are you tired of looking at the same way, the same thing all the time? Jobs don't change. Relationship this way, that way. Every just thing is filled darkness, despair. It ain't ever going to change. God says it can change. If you let my spirit come into that situation, I have a design for your life. I have a desire for you. I have a vision for you, different than the one you've claimed so far. Are you ready to possess it? Are you ready to own it? Are you ready to claim it? Aren't you tired of falling in the hole? Aren't you tired of being in a valley of dry bones? Allow my spirit to transform you and show you the possibilities that I have for you. That when I created you, I breathed my spirit into you and I declared you to be very good. That is your life. This is the love. It can be yours. This is the vision for your life. Are you ready to claim it? Are you ready to receive it? You open your life before God and you say, that's how easy it is. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready. Show me the vision that I might claim it. Allow your spirit to work in me that I might be transformed. Show me again your love and your grace, that I may be reminded through the cross that you will never, ever leave me, desert me, abandon me. Your plan for my life is not despair. Your plan for my life is hope. Let us pray. Lord our God, there are times when our bones are dry and our spirits are dry. And we feel that hope has run out. Help us, Lord, to recognize that you have a different vision for our life, a different future for our relationships, for our life. Help us, Lord, to receive your spirit, to receive your hope, to receive the love that you have poured into our hearts, that we might feel your grace made alive. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.